Hello and greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and we're on the 14th story of our 24-story Jesus story segment. Hope you got all that. I think I said the word story or stories about six times. Welcome to this lovely, beautiful day of creation. Amen. It's bursting out all around us. Just pause for a few seconds and take that in. Take a breath. Oh, God is so good. So good. My cup runneth over. Amen. Today's story, the 14th story we begin today, is called Disputes in the Temple. Remember, we just finished the 13th story, the feeding of the multitude, and then we went on to Jesus walking on water and finished with the transformation. And now we're to Disputes in the Temple. We'll begin it today, but it may take another day or two. Let's see. We got about 10 minutes, and we'll start now. Jesus and his disciples left Caesarea Philippi and made their way back to Capernaum in Galilee. As they traveled, he tried again to teach them about the future and explain what had been talked about upon the mountainside while Peter, James, and John lay heavy with sleep. "Let these words sink into your ears," Jesus said, "for the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. But on the third day, after his death, he will rise again." Yet the words did not sink in. The 12 could not bring themselves to believe that Jesus would allow himself to die, not with his great power to save and heal. They thought that he was speaking in a parable, and they were afraid to ask him what he meant. Jesus walked on, alone with his thoughts. His disciples drew apart from him and began an earnest discussion with one another, glancing now and then at Jesus as they spoke. He was not listening to them. All this while, they could have talked about the meaning of his saying, or what had happened on the mountain, or how it was possible for a man to rise after being 3 days dead. But they talked of nothing of the sort. They talked about themselves. When they arrived at Capernaum, they went at once to Simon Peter's house, which Jesus had called home ever since his own town of Nazareth had rejected him. After they had all refreshed themselves, Jesus sat down and called his disciples to him, for he knew what had been in their hearts while they were talking on the road to Capernaum. The 12 joined him where he sat. "What was it that you disputed among yourselves along the way?" he asked. They were ashamed to answer, for they had been arguing about which one of them would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. They were still under the impression that it would be a kingdom similar to those on earth, and that Jesus would be appointing them to various high positions. And they were silent, for whatever else they failed to understand, they did know that Jesus had no sympathy for worldly ambitions. Jesus waited. Then he said, "If any man desires to be first in the kingdom, he must make himself the least of all and the servant of all. For if anyone is to be great, he must serve not himself, but others." Now there were children to the household, and Jesus called a little child to come to him. The little one came gladly, and Jesus put his arms around him. "Unless you change and become again like little children," he said to his disciples, "you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Whoever thou therefore shall humble himself as this little child shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And I say to you also, that whoever shall welcome one such child in my name receives me also and makes me welcome. And whoever welcomes me receives not only me, but also the Father who sent me. But whoever causes any one of the little ones who believe in me to waver in his faith, to turn aside and stumble, let that man beware. It would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and to be sunk in the depth of the sea than to face the wrath of our Father in heaven. Do not despise one single little child. For it is not the will of my Father in heaven that any of these little ones should perish by going astray. Jesus loved little children and their purity of heart. He sought them out to talk to them, and he welcomed them whenever they came to him. There was to come a time in Jerusalem when he would be so surrounded by children that he could scarcely teach their elders. On that day, it seemed that all the mothers in the city had brought their youngsters and their babies so that Jesus might put his hands on them and bless them. Then his disciples, exasperated by the endless procession of eager little ones, rebuked those who brought their children to see Jesus. Somehow they had decided for themselves that Jesus was much too busy to give his time to them. Yet they were wrong, for Jesus was never too busy to welcome children. He wanted them to come to him, and they themselves loved to gather around, to touch his robe and listen to his stories. But the disciples reproved the mothers who had brought them. Jesus was much displeased when he saw them trying to keep the little ones away. "Let the children come to me," he said. "Forbid them not, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as they. I tell you again, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God just like a little child shall not enter into it at all. Now bring them here." And he took the little ones into his arms to bless them. That, however, was later. At the moment, Jerusalem still lay ahead, for the Feast of the Tabernacles was at hand, and Jesus had decided to go to the temple to worship and teach. He did not want to call attention to his arrival, and he sent his disciples ahead while he visited himself with friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, in the little town of Bethany, on the outskirts of Jerusalem. When he did go into the city, he went late and secretly. The Jews, therefore, sought him at the feast. "Where is he?" they asked each other. No one knew, but there was much murmuring among the multitudes concerning him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "No, not so. He leads the multitude astray." No one of the masses spoke openly about him for fear of the leaders among the Jews. And in the midst of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and taught with the authority that made him so different from all other teachers. The Jews marveled at his sayings. "How is it that this man is so learned, never having been taught?" they ask each other. Jesus heard and answered. "The teaching is not mine," he said, "but his that sent me. And anyone who truly desires to do God's will shall know whether my teaching comes from God or only from myself. And he went on teaching them. And his listeners were amazed at his logic and at the truths he spoke. And we'll pause right there in the midst of our 14th Jesus story. Definitely one of the more touching stories we've had with its focus on children. I think we still haven't quite grasped the full meaning of how we're supposed to become like children. Anyway, hope you have a blessed day. I hope you were touched by the reading today. And we'll talk again tomorrow and be right back at it.